and Venus at the same time cooled down, and Venus became inhabited. You can go on Venus, you know what I mean? Okay, that's what's happened, because Martians came very, very long time ago on Earth. Yeah?
Yeah, about your higher selves and the individuals, do the people on the other planet Theoba have higher selves as well?
Ah, good question.
Do the higher selves...
Yeah, the highest, good. On the higher you go on category of planet, lesser you have the higher self distribute body, which in another world, each person on Theoba have his or her own higher self. The higher self give only to one person instead of nine bodies. But, very good question of course also, the higher self, very good question, we have to emphasize on that. This is terrible, I lost a lot of things. The higher self is omnipresent, omnipotent. It means, of course you understood already, if you have a person in New York who got the same higher self you have here, and the higher self of the same person, your higher self, has the possibility to help that person there and to help you here. So, if you like, it's a bit like people say Sai Baba can be at 10 places at the same time. It's exactly the same thing. Now, when we talk about higher self, please be free to ask everything you want from your higher self, pray your higher self. And that is a mistake is made all the time since century, because we've been conditioned with belief, religion, and so on and so on and so on. Everybody says, oh my God, pray God, and etc. etc. Very good, yeah, you can pray God. I'm going to ask you a question. Now I ask a question.
In relationship to what you just said,
I ask a question. Do you know in Australia the Minister of the Education?
Amanda Rainstorm.
Yeah. Hey, good. Personally?
No, thank you.
I got you there. I caught you. Stop. I'm a naughty boy. You don't know him or her personally? Okay. Few people here go to the school, or Sunday school, whatever, or the Sunday school, the evening school for adults. Raise your hand. Anybody? No? Nobody go to learn something? Who? You? You? You don't know anybody. Okay. You know your teacher? Do you know your teacher? Yeah. He's a teacher. Teacher is here like I am with you. You know me, you have a direct contact. But you don't know the Minister of Education, do you? You don't give a damn anyway. I'm sorry to make that comparison, but God is the Minister of Education. Yeah, he's responsible, but he's there. But your higher self is your teacher. Your higher self is just next to you like your teacher. And you can contact your higher self. By the way, the easy stuff to be very, very quick, if you have to really ask something very important to your higher self, is simply to cross in your bed your 2 feet like that and to cross your hand. Again and again, the religion is very good, but sometimes they don't know what they're talking about. They tell you to do that. It's a long time ago, they forgot about why. Because if you do that and that, everything is electricity between your higher self and you, the astral body, the physical body, the brain, everything electric. If you do that, you close the electric circuit, and then you will have more strength to contact your higher self. And then you can pray for good. And loud voice ask him for a parking spot on the street. You kidding? I can have any parking spot, and I got witness in that room. I want just with my higher self. I don't do that. I yell after him in French. As I want, it's true. But anyway, that is a sort of joke, because it's not very important. But you can call for healing, for problem you have. Now, not only you can go, but by the way, your higher self is looking after you day after day, minute after minute. And we are going to talk, I'm with you, but we are going to talk very, very, very important subject here. Thank you very much to ask that question. Who asked that question of myself? I forgot. You, thank you very, very much. Because I forgot to talk about that. The suicide business, okay. Everybody's interested in suicide business. You know, it's absolutely no rubbish what is in behind that book, that guy who say, this book saved my life. I was ready to commit suicide. Thank you, Misha. I was in Cairns in front of my bank, and I knew, because I know people who recognize me on the street. He talked to me, and I said, like, if I didn't hear, and I opened my car, and the guy came, and I said, oh, okay, okay. And he said, you are Michel, aren't you? You wrote the book. I said, oh, yeah. I said, okay. You don't remember me. I was in Brisbane at your lecture at university, so it's blah, blah. And, good. Is you all right? He said, yes. No, I just want to thank you very much. I say, yes, for what? He did, to write the book. I say, okay, yeah, that's my pleasure, it's my job, you know. And he said, but it's more than that. And he came to me and, like that, and he said, I was going to commit suicide, and just at that moment, I stopped to read your book. And I wouldn't be here if I didn't read your book. Okay. So I became very touched, of course, and I shake his hand here. You alright? You remember what I told you? Your higher self show you the video, and he show you the video for all your life, and your higher self erase everything, and you forget everything. You would like to know, like I do. Everybody want to know what's happened tomorrow morning. When are you going to die? Ha ha! Maybe in 10 minutes, maybe in 2 minutes, maybe in 10 years. You don't know. Maybe he arises everything, but he knows. Your higher self knows exactly the year, the month, the day, the minute, and the second you are going to die. No, but when you say, yes, I will be Michel Demarquet, you sign a contract, chuk-chuk, and there's no signature like that, but it's worse than a contract. That's it. You make a contract with your higher self, which is a part of yourself, and it's finished. If you break the contract by committing suicide, and you can, because we have, by the will of God, we have our free will. If you break the contract, he knows, and he's going to be not happy at all, and you have to reincarnate in 49 days, which is absolutely ridiculous, because it is a waste of time.
And you're talking about suicide?
Yeah, I'm talking. Your higher self here is going never break the contract. Your higher self never ever break the contract, and your higher self say, I know. He must die at 99 years, 2 months, 3 weeks, 2 hours and 5 seconds, and he makes sure you go there. He's protecting you. For that in religion, they call it guardian angel. Your higher self is protecting you. Your higher self is looking after you all the time. The famous story I give in a book when I say the taxi is broken, the guy go to the airport, take another taxi is broken. It's happened. You can read that in newspaper. And people say, oh my God, was lucky. Lord, what a coincidence. No coincidence. It was all the higher self. The higher self can make the taxi break up. The higher self, you heard about Jesus Christ, miracle. The higher self can do every miracle Jesus Christ was doing on physical world. For that, if you read the Bible, it's good stuff in the Bible. Jesus Christ himself said, everything I do, you can do it yourself. He said that. So why do you say, oh, no, he was Jesus Christ, I'm not Jesus Christ. No, he said. Why did he want to say that? He said that because he was doing effectively what we can do with the astral body and physical body and so on and so on and so on. It was an excellent question. So, please try to hold, don't commit suicide, because it's a big waste of time. Example, I have to die in 2 hours, okay? Then I'm so unhappy, I commit suicide now. It's ridiculous, I'm going to reborn again and spend the 9 months in my mother's womb and blah, 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 and I will be a baby god death. I will die after 2 hours when I will be dead. And for that, babies dying very, very young, they are generally. You know, it's very complicated. Don't take me like to tell you the future, all that stuff, because it's very, very complicated. Everything in reincarnation is between your higher self and yourself. Nobody can know, and it is very, very, very complicated stories, that story of reincarnation. I mean, complicated, complex, each time for each individual. And by the way, I'm thinking about that, individuality, you have everybody. If we are 5 billion people on this planet, we are 5 billion, of course, of different astral body, having a different experience, a different learning. And I got a proof of that for Marie Kerrien. She like proof. Everybody like proof. I get a proof for that. Can you deny, anybody in this room deny, if we are 5 billion and 500 million people on this planet, we don't have 5 billion and 500 different fingerprints? You wouldn't dare to deny that, because everybody has a different fingerprints. And you know why? Because the higher self, the higher self and the astral body itself is building that fingerprints like an identity. And that is a sign, physical sign of what I say, spiritually we are 5 billion absolutely different people. Same looks alike, but they're not, because we have a different goal, each person has a different goal. We approach to the end of my lecture, but I think I had a lady who asked me another question there. No? No? Finish?
No, I think I have
finish? Finish? Finish?
This higher self and the higher self?
Pardon?
This higher self and the higher self?
The higher self is the higher self? No. It doesn't look like that yet.
Body as well, or is it only the 9 or 7 bodies?
I didn't understand that one.
You've got 7 bodies or 9 bodies, mm-hmm. Connected to the higher self. Mm-hmm. Well, can the higher self be a person as well?
No, and yes. Because the higher self sometimes send the energy, it's electronic, okay? So send the energy. I got a lady, she told me she was killed. She saw her mother during the night going to the toilet, and my mother was sick. Next morning she said, who was with you? It was a lady behind you holding you. So that was the higher self. But it was the form, it was the shape of a person for the kid, for the person who is your life. Same time people, so to answer to your question, if you like, the higher self is not like we think a physical, but same time he envelops us and takes the shape of our body. Yes, it can. Also, same time people during my lecture, I don't know if anybody saw it here today, I don't know. But same time people see big sort of form next to me, it did happen a few times. And a lady, I don't want to embarrass her, and she's in this room today for the moment, and she told me yesterday evening, I was talking to her, facing her on the sofa, and she said, you don't feel anything? I said, no. She said, it's a very huge form behind you. I said, for me, it's not really my higher self, that's a guide. I got 3 guides, you can have 3, 4, 5, everybody got guide. That's too long to explain. It's nothing, it's very nice entity in astral, helping you, you know? It's nothing to... Don't dream about ghosts or stuff like that. It's absolutely natural. Yes, madam?
Obviously, spiritually, the main message here...
Don't go too fast. I'm not very intelligent.
Obviously, spiritualism is the main message.
The main message.
Yes. Are people gradually changing? Have you been told to use other methods for what you are with your seminars to show people?
To show people?
Are you just instructed to do seminars in your book? Have you been instructed to do anything else?
Oh, no, I don't instruct you to do anything. My book is Have you read the book?
No.
Okay. Where
are we on the road to spiritualism? Where?
No. Well, good. I try to answer your question. I'm going to try to answer your question. I don't give really a trick to do anything. The point is here. Okay. Example. People ask me that example. So look after just the spirituality, so we don't have to work anymore. Okay, we can go to the dole and meditate all the day. That's absolutely false, because first of all, we are not, as I said before, a physical people who want to go and look after spirituality. We are spiritual people who took the form of this physical body to have a physical experience. But many times we forget about that. That's my message, their message. Now, we forget about it. But you have a physical body. That physical body, enjoy it. If you have $10 million in a bank, $100 million, whatever, they're good for you. It's perfect, and go for it. But the problem is, if you focus 24 hours per day on your 20, 100 or whatever million dollars, and you don't look inside yourself, never ever, and say, oh no, then you are wrong. You will die, be the richest woman or man in a cemetery, and the poorest in reincarnation. You will reincarnate in 49 days, and the trick in reincarnation is not to reincarnate. That was my answer. Now, I can't teach you, but I suggest people meditate and get in contact with their higher self and feel themselves as their real self inside themselves, the real astral body, contact. And by meditation, it's very good to time to time know where they came from and where they go, because finally to understand, you are exactly like the driver in a car. You know, you are inside your physical body. You use the physical body as an instrument to have a knowledge of something, and that's the beauty of it. We don't know what. For that is no good to go to the fortune teller, because if you remember, before to come in that physical body, you knew at that time what to learn, that everything been arise, and now every day is an adventure. So the best things to do during that adventure is to make the best of it. And I think that will finish my lecture for this evening. Yes.
My question, Michel, goes back to the guardian angel. Being said by psychic persons that there are guiding spirits around us.
Pardon? I can't hear.
Guiders, like guiding spirits around us. And intuition meant to come from them.
Intuition?
Intuition, yeah.
Oh, yes, but we can talk a long time for the intuition. But the higher self is helping you all the time, give you intuition, and stopping you doing that. But as I said before, you have to pray the higher self to have same time a bit of help. You know, some people feel a bit lost, you know, they totally lost. For that, many religion make a fortune, because people go together and somebody says something and they're not lost anymore. But religion are good for some people, because that helps them. And religion is a congregation of people together, like we are here, we can help each other. There's nothing really wrong. Religion is bad if religion is brainwash people, or give, that's a very important thing, thank you. Also the fear. Religion is bad for fear, because religion wants the power and tell you, be careful, you've got the devil, you've got Satan. Satan doesn't exist, hell doesn't exist, the devil doesn't exist. Is nothing to be feared on anything, on your life, anywhere. You don't have to be feared. Don't be scared of anything. It's a waste of time, and you can't be scared of anything. It's ridiculous. Don't be scared. You're scared of what? To be killed? Or be scared is going to be hurt. Don't scare Venikir. If you kill me now, I bless you, because I know what's going on the other side. And I didn't commit suicide. So I am big bargain there. You want to shoot?
Michelle, I wanted to just know whether there is any difference.
You want me to smile?
Whether there is any difference between the actual guiding spirits around us, two or three, human to be, and the higher self.
Yeah, the guides, they work hand in hand, if you like, with the higher self. The guides are entities, but you don't really know who are they. I don't. I never seen faces. I saw forms very time to time. And I can feel them. They give you also energy, but mainly the higher self give you energy. In few of my lectures in the summer, I will bear arms on the Gold Coast. And one day, it was so funny, a lady was like that. I said, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to have a problem. She doesn't like me, she's going to insult me. So I say, is it same thing? It was 120 people on the marquee, and I was playing with a chair. I didn't have a table. I say, she must be there, I don't know, with that chair. So I say, is it a problem, lady? She say, you are blue! She say, everybody look. And I didn't know what to say, you know. And I say, oh yeah, as long as I'm not red, you know. And I continue my lecture, and another girl who saw the same thing there, told me it was people coming 20 minutes late, and she said, you remember those people? She told me another day. She said, yes. You became angry. I said, yes, I've never done that before in my lecture. I said, you know, it's not good for other people. It's not fair. You should be in time. I was very angry. And she said, and I saw all your arm here became red, and your face became red. I said that to that lady for a joke. I said, to get rid of her, I said, as long as I'm not red. And that one said, ah, what's going to happen now? It's becoming red, it's becoming red. And I didn't know that story. And one day she told me that story, and we laughed about it, and I told her what I tell you, I didn't know. But that's to tell, and few people saw me very, very blue. Okay, that's to answer to your question. And what is that blue? Simply, my higher self say, oh my God, he's tired at the end of the lecture. And he's there, because he's there, no problem. And yours is there too, by the way. And send me full of energy, a good energy, and then it's so much energy, it came with my electron, more energy, my electrons start to vibrate, and you can see a blue light. That's what it is.
If the higher self is higher self, and all these are the sort of educational facility of the universe that individuals access, now, if we are a less stupid planet than the planet Europa, we need...
We're not stupid.
Or less evolved.
Yeah.
Really, we need more one-to-one tutoring, whereas on Europa they've got one-to-one tutoring.
Yeah.
And we've got only 9-to-1.
Oh, that's not my fault. It's like that. It's not a matter, I think, of quantity, you know. It's not like... It's like that by nature. I tell you what I learned, that's all. You have to ask Tao. I'm very tired, and I think we've got about 3 hours or something like that, and I thank you very, very, very much to come at my lecture. And if you want, by the way, I have to tell you the truth. In each of my lectures, you see, I never prepare. The only thing I prepare to be not too chaotic, I say abduction, Bermuda, what? I don't know what even is that. Oh, go aboard the spacecraft, transubstantiation, Tiahuba, Doko, Ora, Master, Mu, Pyramid, and after that the question. So I never prepare, because if you go in Paris and you see the Arc de Triomphe, I'm not going to prepare to tell people that I remember everything, many, many, many things. So I never prepare. So what's happened with question everything, each of my... I got a guy on the Gold Coast. The guy is 6 foot something. You can't miss him, okay? He's from UFO people. He got the thing. And he came at each of my lectures. So one day I was sick of that, and I said, excuse me. He said, yes. He said, aren't you bored? You came at about 16 of my lectures. And he said, no. I said, what do you mean? He said, each time I came, I learned something new. I tell you that because people told me that. I don't know how I do that. I say, really? I thought I repeat always the same thing, you know. But it's interesting because people ask questions. Then I say, oh yes, I forgot that one. And for that, each time is different, of course. Sometimes I make fun, sometimes not very good because I'm too tired. Today I was not too bad. Thank you very, very much. I think I felt your love. There's a lot of loving people this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, don't applaud. But it's okay. Thank you very much.
Hello.